It's a Friday edition of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 260. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. Today we're back in the book of Proverbs with chapter 24. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 24. 19. Do not want what evil men have. Don't long to be with them. In their hearts they plan to hurt others. With their lips they talk about making trouble. 20. By wisdom a house is built. Through understanding it is made secure. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with priceless and beautiful things. 21. A wise man has great power. A man who has knowledge increases his strength. If you go to war, you need guidance. If you want to win, you need many good advisors. 22. Wisdom is too high for anyone who is foolish. He has nothing to say when people meet at the city gate to conduct business. 23. Anyone who thinks up sinful things to do will be known as one who plans evil. Foolish plans are sinful. People hate those who make fun of others. 24. If you grow weak when trouble comes, your strength is very small. 25. Save those who are being led away to death. Hold back those who are about to be killed. Don't say, "But we didn't know anything about this." The one who knows what you are thinking sees it. The one who guards your life knows it. He will pay each person back for what he has done. 26. Eat honey, my child. It is good. Honey from a honeycomb has a sweet taste. I want you to know that wisdom is sweet to you. If you find it, there is hope for you tomorrow. So your hope will not be cut off. 27. Don't hide and wait like a burglar at a godly person's house. Don't rob his home. Even if godly people fall down 7 times, they always get up. But those who are evil are brought down by trouble. 28. Don't be happy when your enemy falls. When he trips, don't let your heart be glad. The Lord will see it, but he won't be pleased. He might turn his anger away from your enemy. 29. Don't be upset because of evil people. Don't long for what sinners have. Tomorrow, evil people won't have any hope. The lamps of sinners will be blown out. 30. My son, have respect for the Lord and the king. Don't join those who disobey them. The Lord and the king will suddenly destroy them. Who knows what trouble those two can bring? Here are more sayings of those who are wise. Taking sides in court is not good. A curse will fall on those who say the guilty are not guilty. Nations will call down curses on them. People will speak against them. But it will go well with those who sentence guilty people. Rich blessings will come to them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work. Get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Don't give witness against your neighbor without any reason. Don't use your lips to tell lies. Don't say, "I'll do to him what he did to me. I'll get even with that man for what he did." I went past the field of someone who didn't want to work. I went past the vineyard of a man who didn't have any sense. Thorns had grown up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds. The stone wall had fallen down. I applied my heart to what I observed. I learned a lesson from what I saw. You might sleep a little or take a little nap. You might even fold your hands and rest. Then you would be poor, as if someone had robbed you. You would have little, as if someone had stolen from you. May God bless the reading of His Word. Number 25 sounded prophetic, didn't it? It sounds like it was meant for the Holocaust. Listen again to verses 11 and 12. Save those who are being led away to death. Hold back those who are about to be killed. Don't say, "But we didn't know anything about this." The one who knows what you're thinking sees it. The one who guards your life knows it. He will pay each person back for what he has done. Friends, I don't know about you, but I believe that we are quite literally in the last days. then I believe that we will see more crimes against humanity than has ever been committed, including the Holocaust. These verses from Proverbs make it clear that it is our responsibility to stand in the way when we see things like this happen. Christians are being killed because of their faith in various places around the world, and this is going to spread. We need to be prepared, to take action when possible, and to not renounce our faith when it's demanded of us. I saw a t-shirt designed today that succinctly stated what our attitude has to be. It said, "I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees." We must not bend our knees to those who would demand that we deny Jesus. After all, the worst that they can do is kill us. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:8, New International Version, he said, "We are confident, I say, and we would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord." So if they kill us, we'll be with the Lord. There is no loss if we die, if we know Jesus. We will be with Him. Just know that when people are suffering and being put to death, if it is in our power, we are responsible to intervene. At the very least, we should be in prayer for the victims of evil people. And we can do that from wherever we are. Well, it's not often that my comments get this heavy, but the reality is that our world is in trouble, and it just might be that some of us in the LifeSpring family will be called into this kind of situation. I just felt like I needed to give encouragement for that time. Well, today I wanted to share some of your comments on the show, but either you're all too shy or too busy or too something else, because all I got was crickets. Oh well, maybe next time. If you have an idea or a thought on how we might encourage one another so that I'm not the only one talking, let me know, would you? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 260. Or tweet me at @SteveWebb_ and hashtag your comment with Lifespring Media. How about you do me and a friend a favor? Tell them about the show. Links are on the show notes page to make that an easy thing to do. Hey, have a great weekend. Until Monday, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.